Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
What a privilege for us to gather together on the Lord's Day.
我们今天能大家聚在一起来庆祝主的主日，真是很幸运的一件事情。
Can you believe that it's December already?
你能想象吗？已经是十二月份了。
And so, thank you, Ken, for reading the sermon text.
谢谢 Ken 弟兄为我们读出经文。
This text is a song sung by Mary, the mother of Jesus.
今天读出的经文呢是玛利亚，耶稣的母亲所唱的一个颂歌。
And it would be nice if Ken sang it while reading the song.
如果 Ken 读这个经文的时候，他也可以唱就更好了。
Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent.
今天呢是降临节的第一个主日。
And we are approaching the Christmas season.
我们进入了。
And as Christians, this season obviously reminds us of the birth of Jesus Christ.
当然，作为基督徒，这个节期就是让我们想到我们主耶稣的降生。
In the context that led to Mary's song, an angel named Gabriel came to Mary.
在今天所读的经文之前呢，是这样子的，天使加百列呢临到玛利亚。
And he announced to her that she'll be pregnant with a son through the Holy Spirit.
他宣告呢说玛利亚呢要因为圣灵感应怀孕而怀孕。
And right now in this story, she's a virgin.
在这个时候呢，玛利亚呢其实是个童女。
She's not officially married to Joseph.
她还没有正式的跟约瑟夫结婚。
And we are told that who this child is.That Mary is carrying in her womb back in Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33.
在前面的经文就是第31到33节呢，已经告诉我们这个所怀的孩子是谁。
It says, And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
在三十一到三十三节是这样讲的：你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高神的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。
And afterwards, Mary went to visit her relative Elizabeth.
在这个之后呢，玛利亚呢就去她的亲戚家去拜访。伊丽莎白。
Both Mary and Elizabeth celebrate their pregnancy.
他们两位玛利亚和伊丽莎白呢都庆祝他们的怀孕。
Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist, except she's not a virgin.
伊丽莎白呢，她所怀的是施洗约翰，虽然她不是童女。
And Mary was carrying the Lord Jesus Christ.
而玛利亚所怀的呢是主耶稣。
And Elizabeth said to Mary in verse 42.
伊丽莎白呢对玛丽这样讲，在四十二节里面这样讲
：“Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb。”
她说：“你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。”
In other words, Mary is the most honored of all women.
换句话说，玛利亚是所有妇女当中最有福的。
As a Jewish teenage girl, Mary was given a special privilege to conceive and bear a son.As a virgin through the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚作为一个十几岁的一个犹太女孩子，她得了这样的特权，由圣灵感应怀孕而生下耶稣。
And nobody in history is given that opportunity to give birth to the Messiah, the Son of God.
在历史上没有一个人有这样的特权可以生下弥赛亚。
And so in this song, Mary sings a song of praise to her God.
所以呢，在这里呢。玛利亚就唱了这一个颂歌。
This song has traditionally been known as Mary's Magnificat.
这个她所唱的呢，在传统上呢被称为玛利亚的颂歌。
And so Magnificat is a Latin word which means to magnify.
颂歌这个字是一个拉丁字，它的意思是尊大、放大的意思。
And this song that Mary sings is not about how magnificent.Magnificent she is.
她唱这首歌并不是要表明她自己有多伟大。
Unfortunately, Roman Catholicism has a false teaching that exalts and prays and venerates Mary.
很可惜的，天主教呢，他们就把玛利亚高举来，把它放大。
And that practice is Mariolatry, which is a form of idolizing Mary.
这个做法呢，其实就是把玛利亚作为一个偶像来崇拜。
In fact, Mary doesn't remain a virgin forever.
其实呢，玛丽其实并不是一直都是一个童女。
She and Joseph, they do have more children later on in life.
他和约瑟夫呢，他们后来呢也生了其他的孩子。
And so Jesus had siblings as well.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，他有弟弟和妹妹。
And so this song that Mary sings is all about God.
玛利亚所唱的这首诗颂歌呢，她完完全全是为神而唱的。
And Mary's song reveals her understanding of two things.
这首歌呢。表明了玛利亚明白两件事情。
First, who God is.
第一件呢，就是她明白神是怎么样一位神。
And second, how God acted in redemptive history.
第二件呢，就是神在救赎的历史里面是怎么样行做万事的。
And when you study this song, Mary is alluding and quoting the Old Testament, such as Hannah's song in 1 Samuel chapter 2.
当你研读这首颂歌的时候呢，玛利亚其实间接的提到，并且引用了旧约，比如说在撒母耳记上第二章的哈拿的祷告。
As a Jewish teenage girl, Mary knew the scriptures.
作为一个犹太女孩子，她当然知道这个经文。
She knew the story of the Old Testament.
她也当然知道旧约里面的故事。
And she recited scripture spontaneously by memory as she sings this song.
当她唱这首歌的时候呢，她就同时的呢就记忆起来旧约里面的经文。
Let me ask you a question.
那我们有一个问题。
How many of you have actually memorized scripture in your life?
你们当中有多少人真的在生活里真的在背诵经文？
But we also learn something about God in this song.
我们从他的歌里面，颂歌里面也认识神是怎么样一位神。
And there are seven things we can learn about God in this song.
从这个诗歌里面，我们有七件事情可以学习。
First, God is worthy of praise.
第一件就是神是配得赞美的。
Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”
She was worshiping God from her whole inner being.
她是用她内在的一切来敬拜神。
She worshiped God with her mind.
他用他的思想来敬拜神
，with her emotion，
用他的感情来敬拜神
，with her will，
用他的意志来敬拜神。
She magnifies the Lord，
他尊崇神。
See, true worship is not only internal, but it's also intense here。
你知道，真正的敬拜不光是发自内心的，而且也是强烈的。
And worship should also be an expression of supreme joy in the Lord。
敬拜也是表达对神。表达极致的一种快乐，一种喜乐。
And verse 48 gives us a reason why Mary worships the Lord.
第四十八节就给了我们理由，为什么玛利亚敬拜神。
Speaking of herself, the Lord has looked on the lowliness of his servants.
说到他自己呢，神看得上他的低微。
You see, Mary is a nobody.
你知道玛利亚。她是一个普通人。
She's an insignificant teenage girl who's engaged with a carpenter.
她其实是一位不起眼的一个十多岁的女孩子。
And so for
跟一位木匠订了婚。
And so for her, worshiping the Lord should be marked by humility.
所以敬拜神呢，应该是带着谦卑，带着谦恭来敬拜。
That we have to acknowledge that God is God and you are not.
我们要知道神是神，但是我们不是。
And so first.God is worthy of praise.
所以呢，第一呢，神是值得敬拜的。
Second, God is our Lord.
第二，神是主。
She magnifies the Lord.
玛利亚尊主为大。
She worships God as her master.
她把神当作她的主人来尊崇他。
That God is the Lord of all creation.
神是我们所有的受造物的主人。
And that He has sovereign authority over us because he's our creator.
他对我们有至高的权柄，因为他是创造者。
And if you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, then you are to obey him.
如果你承认主耶稣是你的主的话，那你就自然的要去顺从他，顺服他。
Why do you call him Lord, Lord, if, and not do what he tells you to do?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵着我的话去行呢？
And for Mary, she humbly submits and worships her Lord.
玛利亚她谦卑的降服在主面前，并且来敬拜他。
And even though she did not plan her pregnancy, she understands that this is the will of her God.
虽然呢，这个时候怀孕并不是她自己计划的，但是呢，她明白这是神的旨意。
And so we learn that God is Lord.
所以我们知道神是主。
Third, God is Savior.
第三，神是救主。
God is the only Savior and deliverer of His people.
神是他的子民的唯一的救主和拯救者。
Isaiah 45 verse 21 says, And that there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior, and there is none besides me.
在以赛亚书45章21节这样讲，神说，除了我以外，再没有神，我是公义的神，又是救主，除了我以外，再没有别神。
And so for Mary, she's a sinner in need of God's mercy and grace.
所以玛利亚她是一个罪人，所以呢，她需要神的恩典和怜悯。
That's why she rejoices in her Lord, and that the fact that she needs God as her Savior.
所以呢，她可以为她的救主而喜乐。
And so similarly, all of us need Jesus as our Savior.
对我们来说也是一样的，我们也需要我们的救主。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
It's because we have sinned against a holy God.
是因为我们都对神犯了罪。
And apart from God's grace, our sins can never be forgiven.
如果不借着他的恩典，我们的罪不能得赦免。
Only by trusting in Jesus' death and resurrection can our sins be forgiven.
只能靠着耶稣，相信耶稣基督的死和他的复活，我们的罪才能得到赦免。
And be reconciled to a saving relationship with God.
我们才可以和神有一个和好的关系。
We learn also that God is powerful.
我们也学习到神是大有权能。
Mary knows that he who is mighty has done great things for me.
玛丽知道说，那有权能的为我成就了大事。
That he is powerful and capable of doing great things.
他是大有权能，可以做任何事，伟大的事情。
He's able to do things according to the counsel of his sovereign will.
他可以照着他至高无上的旨意行做万事。
In Christian theology, we believe that God is all-powerful.
作为基督徒，我们相信我们的神是全能的。
Psalm 115 verse 3 says, Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases.
在诗篇115篇第三节这样说，我们的神在天上随自己的旨意行事。
And that nothing in this world can thwart God's power and plan.
这个世界上没有什么事情可以阻挡神的旨意，神的他的全能和他的计划。
And that we cannot limit God's power.
我们不可能去限制神的全能。
His power is demonstrated in creating the world in 6 days.
他的全能显示在他六天创造世界。
His power is seen in the way he saved his people in Exodus.
也显示在他在旧约里面带领他的百姓出埃及。
His power is shown by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
他的全能也显示在主耶稣从死里复活。
And of course, his power is shown in giving Mary a child.
当然，他的全能也显示在可以给玛利亚一个孩子。
He is powerful to save unworthy sinners.
他也有全能救赎那些不配的罪人。
And brothers and sisters, he is powerful in preserving you.
弟兄姊妹们，他也有权能来保守你。
Paul says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书一章六节这样讲，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成就这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
We also learn that God is holy.
我们也认识到神是圣洁的。
Mary says, Holy is his name.
玛利亚说他的名为圣。
What does this mean exactly?
但是这到底指的是什么呢？
Is God's name merely an identifier like ours?
神的名是不是像我们的名字一样，只是一个记号呢？
For example, my name is Tommy Wong.
比如说我的名字是黄思聪。
But is God's name just a label?
是不是神的名字也只是一个标记，一个记号呢？
Or does it point to something deeper?
或者是他的名
指
向更深层的意义？
Well, God's name is not his identification per se.
神的名并不只是一个记号。
His name refers to his person, his presence, and his power.
他的名指到他的位格，他的灵在和他的权能。
It is a sum of his attributes or his characteristics.
是他的属性，他的特性的总和。
To be holy means to be set apart.
圣的意思就是分别出来的，与众不同的。
And it refers not only to God's absolute moral righteousness.
这个不单单讲到神在道德上是绝对的正，绝对的义的。
It also refers to his being set apart as the only sovereign authority over people.
这也说到他是唯一的那一个对他的子民有全然的至高无上的权柄。
And if we believe that God is holy, then how should we respond?
当我们明白神是圣的，我们应该怎么样来回应呢？
Are we just going to be casual when we approach him and sing of his name?
当我们来到他的面前来颂扬他的名的时候，我们是不是用一个很随便的态度呢？
Or do we tremble at his holiness?
或者是我们在他的圣洁面前我们胆战战惊呢？
Just consider this.
我们就可以来这样想一下。
The holiness of God can be compared to that of a sun.
神的圣洁就好像太阳的光。
You cannot look directly at the sun with your naked eyes because its brilliance would blind you.
你不可以用你的肉眼直接去看太阳，因为它的光可以把你的眼睛弄瞎。
And so similarly, you cannot stand before the presence of a holy God without being consumed by his perfection.
同样的，你不可以站在圣洁的神面前，他的完美会让我们消灭。
Therefore, God's holiness demands more than just a nod on the head.
所以呢，神的圣洁是我们不可以轻忽、随便对待的。
It demands us to give God the highest esteem.
他要求我们给神最高的尊崇。
It demands us to fear him in reverence.
他要求我们来敬畏他。
We also learn that God is merciful.
我们也学到神是有怜悯的，蛮有怜悯。
Mary magnifies God as a merciful God towards those who fear him.
玛利亚尊神为大，因为他怜悯敬畏他的人。
Her praise went beyond to embrace all that God would do for others in the future.
她的赞美超越了神在她自己身上所做的事情，而包括了神在未来的世代要对她的子民所做的事情。
His mercy is his attribute.
她的怜悯是她特性的一部分。
He shows his kindness and compassion towards undeserved sinners.
神对我们这些不配的罪人显示了他的慈爱和怜悯。
He shows his mercy and salvation to the children and to their children's children.
他向一代一代的人、世世代代的人显示了他的怜悯和他的救赎。
And when Mary speaks of God's mercy on those who fear him, it's not because their reverence earned his favor.
当玛利亚说到神的怜悯的时候，她并不是说他们遵从他以至于他就怜悯他们。
See, God's mercy is always unmerited.
神的怜悯并不是靠神的人的善行而得到的。
It is never earned.
它不是挣来的。
It flows entirely from his great love and has nothing to do with any worthiness in us.
神的怜悯完完全全是出自他的大爱，跟我们人配不配完全没有关系。
And so how would you respond to God's mercy?
那你怎么样对神的怜悯回应呢？
See, when God shows his mercy, the right response from us is gratitude and reverent fear.
当神向我们大显怜悯的时候，我们正确的反应应该是感恩和敬畏他。
Lastly, we learn that God is sovereign.
最后呢，我们学到神是至高。
See, this point covers verses 51 to 55.
第51到55节呢，都讲到神是至高的。
See, Mary praises God for his sovereign work to all people.
玛丽赞美神，因为她自己的大功做在她的所有子民身上。
It recalls what God has done throughout redemptive history.
她回忆了神在救赎的历史上面神所做的一切。
He showed his judgment on the proud.
神使他的审判临到那些骄傲的人。
And he also showed his deliverance for his people.
神也使他的救赎临到他自己的子民。
You see, God is the sovereign Lord who rescues his people by scattering the proud in the thoughts of their hearts.
神是至高的神，他靠着赶散那心里狂傲的人来救拔他的子民。
If you know your Bible story, think about Pharaoh in the book of Exodus.
你知道圣经里面你可以想到的就是出埃及记里面的法老。
He got thrown down by the Lord.
他被神他被神击败了。
And so when we look back in history, we learn that God has rescued his people.
所以呢，当你回顾历史的时候，你知道神救拔他的子民。
God has already brought down rulers from their thrones.
神已经叫那些有权柄的失位。
You know, if you, rulers rise and fall based on God's sovereign will.
那些统治者有权柄的人呢，他们按着神的至高无上的旨意呢，他们兴起来，他们败落。
Think of some of the greatest rulers in history, such as Genghis Khan.
我们想一想历史上那些很有名很伟大的一些统治者，比如说成吉思汗。
He was like the Mongolian emperor that ruled over most of Asia.
他的蒙古王国呢，当时统治了大半个亚洲。
Think of the Napoleon Empire.
也可以想一想拿破仑的帝国。
Think of Nazi Germany with Adolf Hitler.
也可以想想在阿道夫希特勒统治以下的纳粹德国。
Or think of Chairman Mao in a communist China.
也可以想想中国的毛泽东。
Over and over again, God brings down the mighty from their thrones.
一次又一次的，神把这些有权位的人从他们的宝座上拉下来。
And yet there's hope.
我们还有希望。
And that God exalts those of humble estate, such as Mary, who fears and humbles herself before the Lord.
还有希望，因为神抬高那些在神面前谦卑，像玛利亚一样谦卑的人。
And by God's grace and His mercy, He feeds the hungry with the goods.
神借着他的怜悯和他的恩典，他叫饥饿的得饱美食。
This refers to spiritual food.
这里说到的呢是属灵的粮食。
This points us back to Psalm 34, verse 10, where it says that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
这里呢暗指到诗篇的三十四篇的第十节，那里是这样讲的。寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
It is about seeking the Lord and trusting that He will provide the needs of His children.
寻求耶和华的，他们相信神会供应他的子民一切所需。
We also remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6.
我们也记得耶稣基督在马太福音的五章六节说的话。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
他这样说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他必得饱足。
See, God's people would be satisfied by the Lord's mercy.
所以神的子民靠着他的恩典一定会得饱足。
And yet they long for more of God and His righteousness.
他们就更加的更渴望更多的神和他自己的公义。
And by His judgment, He sends the rich away.
借着神的审判，他叫富足的空手回去。
And that God will punish those who take pride in their materialism.
神会惩罚那些物质上以他们的物质财富而骄傲的人。
And then God will help them realize just how truly miserable and empty they are.
神会帮助他们明白，事实上他们是何等的贫穷可怜。
Let me give you an example from the Bible.
让我给你一个圣经里面的例子。
There's a story about a rich young ruler who wanted to follow Jesus.
有一个例子是一个年轻的富有的一个官，他想要跟随耶稣。
And the Bible tells us he wasn't willing to sell everything and give it to the poor and follow Christ.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，他不想卖掉他所有一切的，把财富呢都分给穷人。
And he walked away from ever following Jesus.
所以呢，他就走开了，不要再跟随耶稣。
Although he had every worldly goods, he left Jesus with spiritual bankruptcy.
虽然他有世界上一切的财富，但是他离开耶稣的时候，他实际上灵里面是匮乏无有的。
And finally, Mary praises God for His sovereign work for Israel, His chosen people.
最后呢，玛利亚赞美神，因为他在以色列民身上所做的事情。
He helped Israel, his servant, because of his mercy.
他帮助以色列人，
He promised salvation and redemption. He spoke to the fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. And the point of Mary singing this song is to remind all of us that God will rescue his people again, but in a greater way.
玛利亚这首歌所的关键呢在于提醒了我们神要再次的救赎他的子民而且是用一个更加伟大的一个方法。
And Mary was chosen by God to bring blessing and hope and salvation to Israel and all nations.
玛利亚被神拣选借着怀孕生子生出主耶稣基督来把祝福带给以色列民和所有的子民所有的民族。
And she was done so by conceiving and bearing and giving birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
她被神拣选来怀孕生出主耶稣基督。
And it's God's sovereign mercy in sending his son Jesus into the world to die on the cross for our sins.
把耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而受死也是神的怜悯。
And to redeem those who would turn from their sins and to place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那些在主面前来承认他们的转移他们的罪把他们的信心放在主耶稣基督上的人他们也得到救赎这也是出于神的怜悯。
And so in conclusion, what should our response be to our God?
所以呢我们就来到一个结论说我们应该怎么样来回应我们的神。
I already mentioned it in my message, but let me just remind you.
在我前面的信息里面已经说到了但是呢我再来提醒大家。
We are to worship the Lord with reverence.
我们要用一个遵从敬拜的心来敬拜我们的主。
We are to humbly obey our Lord.
我们在他面前谦卑的顺服。
We are to know this God more deeply.
我们需要更深的认识神。
We are to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
我们要相信主耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主。
And that we are to praise this God for sending His Son to save unworthy sinners like us.
我们也要感谢我们的主，把他的感谢神，把他的儿子差派到这个世界上来救赎我们这些不配的罪人。
And I pray and hope that you'll magnify the Lord every day of your life, especially during this Christmas season.
我祷告也希望大家每一天都尊主为大，尤其是在这个圣诞节的节气里面。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this song.
主啊，我们谢谢你为这首颂歌来谢谢你。
You are indeed worthy of all praise.
你真的是配得所有的赞美和颂赞的。
We want to magnify you in everything.
我们想要在每一件事情上尊你为大。
Forgive us if we have not done so.
如果我们还没有这样做的，请饶恕我们。
And help us during this Christmas season to do so, to magnify you.
那就请你在这个圣诞节的节期来帮助我们，可以来尊你为大。
Help us to live out the Christian life that you call us to live.
让我们可以过一个你呼召我们所要过的一个真正的基督徒的生活。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是靠着主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.